Hi, this is James Thagerton. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for March 23rd, 2021. I'm the chair, and we believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. R. Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Okay. Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Elizabeth Van Gunten. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James Thagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Okay. Is Elizabeth Van Gunten here? Okay. We have 10 members, and so we have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Is there an executive director on the call?
Yes, good question, R. Paul. Can you call the non-members, Lydia, or is there anyone else on the call? Let me just ask, is there anyone else on the call?
Hi, this is Vicki with NETA.
She's one of my senior controllers, and she lives in Washington State, so in the same time zone.
Okay, good. Can I hear the name again?
Vicki Clark.
Vicki Clark?
Vicki, yes. With a V?
Clark. Yes, Vicki. C-L-A-R-K?
That's correct.
Okay. And who else is here? Maybe that's
apparently
it.
No one else. And just so everyone knows, Vicki is using our guest access code provided by Otis.
I'd probably am to Julie.
Actually provided by Fred.
Again, Julie. John, I'm sorry. Let's try and get a little organized here. I heard Julie say something and then Fred, but I didn't get it. Julie, what were you saying?
That I probably show up as guest as well.
Oh, I was not aware of that. Thank you. And Fred, what did you say?
I said that I'm the one who provided the code.
Ah, very good. Oh, in other words, it wasn't Otis. Otis, the guest code?
Correct.
And it's no matter. Otis gave it to me, but it may be you who did it. So that's really something we don't need to discuss at the moment. So we have convened the meeting. We've had the roll call, and now we go to adopting the agenda. I'm going to read the agenda. We have the first three items that I just mentioned: convene, roll call, and adopt. Now we go, number four is the chair's announcements. That's for 2 minutes. We have number five is the minutes approval, 2 minutes. Number six is review the KPFA draft budget. That's 60 minutes. We have number seven, the ICFO report, 30 minutes report and question and answers. Number eight is a PPP analysis by Lyndon Foley for 5 minutes. Number nine is monetizing the PRA, again, Lyndon Foley for 5 minutes. Number 10 is reports from the stations on their budget timeline progress for 15 minutes, and that's KPFK and KPFT. Number 11 is unfinished business. Number 12, new business. Number 13, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay. So
Mr.
the
Chair?
Next, yes, Yes, R. Paul.
Do we have unfinished business?
Not that I'm aware of.
And then why is it
R. Paul? Let me just hear from R. Paul.
Okay,
I don't believe there is any unfinished business. There's no new business that we know of.
Well, new business is new, but unfinished business is stuff you haven't gotten done yet, and it's usually listed, and you know what it is. If you don't know of any unfinished business, we should really get rid of that. Right.
Very
there.
Good. As you know, I always take your advice on those matters. Let's eliminate that, and number 11 will become, or number 11 will be deleted, and we'll number 12 will become number 11, and adjourn will become number 12.
Teresa for the stack.
Let me just ask R. Paul if that's satisfactory.
Yeah, that works.
Good. Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
First of all, what time were the minutes sent out? So I can look for them.
They were sent out a few days ago, I think, a couple days ago.
No, they were sent out. They were sent out at 1 minute to 7 o'clock this morning Eastern time.
Ah, good.
Beth checking in.
9 a.m. minutes. Okay. And when was the agenda sent out?
The agenda was unfortunately just sent out probably a minute before the meeting started, or maybe even a minute, maybe around 8:30.
Okay, about 7:30 my time. Okay.
Correct.
At our last meeting, I asked for a report on the loan or the refinancing of the loan, and I thought we understood that it would be discussed in executive session. I thought we were going to schedule an executive session for today.
Okay, that's my bad. If you would like to add that to the agenda as an executive session, why don't you make a motion? I apologize. I do recall that, and I did not include it.
I mean, it sounds like we're going to have a pretty full meeting with the KPFA budget, and I don't really want you angry at me, everybody. You know, I'll make it quick. You know, I voted against approval of KPFT's budget because we had nothing in there budgeted to repay any loan. And so I'm assuming you all assume that naturally between now and the deadline it's going to be magically fixed. I'm not privy to what the executive director is doing. I'm not privy to what the national board is doing. And I think very naively approved budgets for WBAI and WPFW. So, and I'm reluctant because I think it might fail, but it's very disappointing to me that we have, you know, we're approving budgets, but we have nothing in these budgets about paying back these loans. That's very problematic. So, I don't know. Does anybody agree with me?
Anita to the stack.
Go ahead, Anita.
I was going to comment that in the national office budget, we do have the interest payment.
Okay. All right, and you feel that what we've budgeted in the national office is doable?
Well, it depends, quite frankly, on the central services formula. So,
yeah.
And I think that's discussion tonight.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, Anita. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
I tell you what, so how about if I move that we have an executive session for our next meeting to discuss the loan?
Okay, I'm going to need a little help on whether this is the time to do that. R. Paul, when would be the time to request an item for the following agenda? Would that be now? Is that okay?
All right. The thing I think is probably best, and this seems a little more complicated, but it works better, is to put the loan on the agenda and put it in there for like a couple of minutes, and then she can make the motion, which we'll also have to say how much of the next meeting is going to be executive session. Will be part of it, will be all of it, whatever. So you can think about that later. But the thing is, right now we have what's in order now would be an amendment to the agenda. And I would say, just make the loan an agenda item for a couple of minutes.
And, Teresa, where would you like to put that?
Well, I have not. I'm looking for the agenda here to determine that, which you just sent out, you said, right?
About 8:30.
This is Beth to the stack.
Could you just hold one moment, Beth? And I do hope the secretary noted that your presence. I appreciate you announcing that.
Here's the draft agenda. Let's discuss it. Let's make it item number 7 right after the KPFA budget. Well, I tell you what, let's make it after the ICFO report. So let's make it number 8.
Can we call that 7A? Would that be appropriate? So we don't have to renumber everything?
All right, that's fine.
Oh, I think renumbering everything is a lot easier right now than fumbling about later.
Very good. So, okay. You're the secretary. I'll go with that. Just remind me when we get there in case I bulldoze over it.
How long is this going to be?
She said 2 minutes.
I'll say 5 for now. Okay.
5, that's fine.
Thank you. We don't have to use it all.
Beth to the staff.
I apologize. I do recall that, and I neglected to put it in. I apologize. And I'll just say right now quickly that that's a subject of ongoing negotiations, and I guess I was distracted by the fact that the negotiations are ongoing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there any other addition or suggestion?
Did we approve the amendment?
Yes. Let's go to Beth. She requested the stack a moment ago, and then we'll see if we approve the – do we need to approve the amendment first, Arpal?
This is about the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Beth. You want to say something about the agenda? Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that we still don't have signed confidentiality statements for members that I know of, which is what prevented us from going into closed session last meeting to receive the confidential information about the ongoing negotiations.
Sharon for the stats. Sharon for the stats.
Go ahead, Sharon.
There's no requirement for us to have signed confidentiality agreements, and the reason why it wasn't put on the agenda last time was because of some alleged procedural rule. I have no opinion on the subject that you couldn't have an executive session without noticing it. So I think the idea was that we were supposed to notice it for this meeting, but that didn't happen. So I think Teresa is kindly suggesting that we put it on the agenda and notice it for the next meeting, and that's why. It's executive session is because it's confidential.
I think that's correct. Arpal, I heard you groan. Was that a request for the stack?
Anyway, part of it, let me say it was noticed. I did post notice right after the previous meeting. You can see it on kpftx.org. It says a portion of this would go to that. But that's okay. We can skip that, and I can put it in. If we approve this, we can put it in for the next meeting. Now, a confidentiality agreement, I signed mine so many years ago, Pacific has probably lost it, and we haven't been doing that, so I wouldn't worry.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've never been requested to sign a confidentiality agreement, and I want to just also ask, as long as Arpal did do his due diligence and post that, we could still add that to the agenda. Would that be the will of the group? And I heard somebody else. Was that Beth?
Yes. If we're talking about adding it to the next session, then that's not a problem because we can deal. We can come up with a confidentiality statement and get it signed between now and then. But I think that all our legal counsel would caution us against divulging confidential personnel or confidential legal information about ongoing delicate legal negotiations or financial negotiations while they're still in progress.
Sure,
so. But I don't have a problem with next year or a next meeting.
Sharon, I'm going to recognize, are you done, Beth?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to recognize Sharon, and then I have a question for our Paul. Go ahead, Sharon.
I would be in favor of putting on the agenda for today, but we probably don't have enough time to get to it. So I'm also in favor of putting it on the agenda in 2 weeks. And I just want to point out that nobody is saying that all this confidential information has to be disclosed. We're going to talk in executive session so we can talk about it, because in 2 weeks, the loan should have been repaid or refinanced or something should have happened at that point. And instead of the veil of silence that currently surrounds it, where there's not one single word about what is happening with a $3.2 million loan that is due in less than 2 weeks, that is crucial for the entire foundation, including the treasurers and every station and business manager, it might be appropriate to just let us in on some of the information. We're not asking to see the loan documents, and it's a bit annoying, honestly, to have to hear this talk about confidentiality statements when apparent that Pacifica has operated without confidentiality and without requiring this for decades, okay? And it's not time to start it now. I'm done.
Chris Corey for the staff.
Okay. I hear Chris. Anyone else?
Beth, after Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to inform everyone, our next meeting is not in 2 weeks, it's in 3 weeks. And that actually kind of ups the ante on what Sharon just said. If we want to have this discussion before the loan expires, we should have it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lyndon for the sack. Lyndon for the sack.
Okay, Beth next, and then Lyndon.
Well, she's already spoken twice on the subject, I believe.
All right, we'll let you go first. Thank you for pointing that out. Go ahead.
Yes,
Beth,
I'll just
we'll
like
take you next.
I agree. I agree with Sharon on this. This confidentiality is, I don't know, coming out of nowhere. And I'm a director, and I have not signed a confidentiality agreement. And I'm listening to this stuff. So in executive session. So I don't think that's a thing.
Point of information.
Go ahead. What's your point of information or your request for information?
Well, I would call to Lyndon's attention that our LSB did sign confidentiality agreements. Thank you.
Okay, Beth?
Yes, our LSB was also required to sign confidentiality agreements, and we were pretty much sticklers about it because we've had so many problems with breaches of confidentiality, which are legal liabilities. We have a legal obligation to assure confidentiality. It's not just because we haven't abided by that, respected that legal obligation for years, doesn't mean that we're exempt from that obligation. And it might be one indication why KPF or why Pacifica has such chronic legal trouble and legal expenses that we just shine it on when we get to things like this. So I would love to proceed tonight if we could, you know, cross this hurdle in, but I don't think we should ignore it.
Thank you, Beth.
Our Paul?
Go ahead, our Paul.
If somebody's going to suggest that we do an extra meeting, I'm going to be very against that because I've got time blocked out this next fortnight. If we're going to do something about it, we should probably put it in tonight since people are so antsy about it, in terms of and I don't think we're going to fix anything, but we may be more informed. In terms of confidentiality, we had them many years ago, and we haven't had them since. So I don't know. I don't think we should get hung up on that particular thing on this committee. And I will point out we still have an amendment on the floor to add the loan for 5 minutes, and we could amend the amendment to say have it at a certain time later on and go to that. So those are sort of the options we got. And I would prefer to do one tonight rather than try to set up an extra meeting. Thank you.
R. Paul, a question from the chair. Would you be suggesting that 5 minutes on the loan would be, would we go to closed session for that, or would that be open?
No, 5 minutes, okay. 5 minutes isn't going to do much. The other part of it is, at least I don't think so. The other part of it is, if you're going to go into executive session, probably it's best to put it toward the pretty much at the end of the meeting, and do it then for whatever amount of time.
Agreed. I understand.
Teresa, back.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, I'm getting.
And I'm
going to
put myself on the stack after you, Teresa. Go ahead.
So today is the 23rd, and the Pacifica National Board is meeting this Thursday, and I believe that's maybe the. And then you also have a PNB meeting on the 1st. The deal needs to be renegotiated by when? April. What?
I want to
21st.
I'm sorry.
April 21st?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then we could conceivably schedule an executive session on the 13th.
Chris.
And hopefully we'll have the answer by – hopefully we'll have many answers by then, because the PNB will have met twice. So I think we ought to stick to the five-minute discussion. Since you won't let us vote on it now or add it to the agenda or discuss what we're going to discuss in our next meeting at this point, I'd say keep it on the agenda where I wanted it for 5 minutes, just so we can schedule that meeting on the 13th.
God. Okay, this is the chair. I put myself on the stack after Teresa, and I just want to say that these, as I mentioned earlier, these things are in negotiation. I don't anticipate, and I know no one has a reason to believe this, but I don't anticipate any kind of an impending catastrophe. Of course, anything can always happen, but I also... I am concerned that, well, let's just say that this committee consists of the CFO, who is entitled to this information. We have directors who are aware of the ongoing negotiations, and then we have treasurers who are not. And I must say, I'm not clear, and I would defer to R. Paul or anyone else of long standing to inform us about how that works when you have board members who are, you know, privy to what's happening in closed sessions and about negotiations, and then you have others who are not. How do we deal with that on a committee such as this? And, R. Paul, that's a question to you. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. In the past, how it's worked is we just, if we decided we had to go into executive session, we did. We have done stuff on this loan in this committee. So at least I know some stuff about the loan. I'm not remembering fully right now, but I may have been sent the actual loan documents at one point, but that would be years ago. Anyway, we can go into executive session, and basically the treasurers are trusted people. And if
that's
it's
not a legal
thought
term.
If it's thought that the that this is a problem, then certainly the chair should clear it with the PNB. See if the PNB thinks there's a big problem with letting the treasurers know more about the loan stuff. Okay?
Thank you, Arpal. Let me just say that I'm ready to put it on the agenda for the 5 minutes that was suggested. If that would suffice, we can find a place to do that and move on. But I'll ask if there's any other comment.
Chris Corey for the staff.
I heard Chris. Did I hear you, Beth?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. Chris and then Beth. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I think there's been a continuing mistake about when the expiration of the loan is. It's either the 2nd or the 4th or the 6th of April. It's the first week of April. The 21st came in because it's marked 421. Because it's April of 2021, and I think that has been repeated as April 21st, but it is not April 21st. It's the first week of April. There was a document, a summary of the loan sent around by Grace Aaron, and she reiterated that it's definitely the first week of April. So we will not have another meeting before the loan expires, as I said earlier. So thank you.
I'll just say that comports with my information. And Beth, did I hear you?
Yes.
Reluctantly, I'll say
yes.
Reluctantly, I heard you.
I really sympathize with the need and the desire to know. And at the same time, that doesn't alleviate our legal problem. And I think Pacifica has played fast and loose with legal requirements for way, way, way too long, and we need to tighten up our practices this way. We get ourselves in trouble. We create liability, and it's the directors who have this legal liability. The treasurers, as I understand it, because they're not technically on the board, the national board, they don't carry that legal liability unless we get it a signed document, which then does have they have an obligation. We can hold them to that obligation, and so
Sharing
I still think
staff.
We should do that. I recognize that that's not likely to stop us today, and so be it. I have to register my concern, and I would be happy to work with you, James, to come up with a sturdy standing confidentiality agreement to get put in place for whenever this comes up again so that we don't run into this problem again next time. Thank you,
Beth. I take that to heart. That's a good suggestion. Sharon?
Sharon for the SEC, yes. You know, it's interesting that this newcomer to the NFC has such strong legal opinions and apparently is qualified or believes she's an attorney when I don't believe she is.
I have never made that claim.
Sharon, hold on.
Excuse me.
Beth, please.
I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'm not going to say anything else, okay? I'm done. I just want to say this about what is happening. We are apparently getting legal opinions, okay? And this is not being given from a lawyer. That is the point I am trying to make. The second point that I am trying to make is that if the PNB really does believe that non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, are so important to the legal functioning of Pacifica, it should start at the top, at the PNB, and begin drafting them there and spread it out from there. That's how a functioning organization would work. It wouldn't work when some member on one subcommittee starts talking about them and all of a sudden that's just what's happening. That's not how a functioning organization works. And regarding the public disclosures of past confidential information. No, the other point I want to make is this. An executive session is an executive session, okay? It's confidential. That's what it means when you're in an executive session. So that's what that is. And that's just what's happening there. And what I was going to say is that, yes, the loan documents were actually publicly posted by people in the leadership within Pacifica. So if we're going to start talking about breaches of confidentiality, we might start looking at the people in leadership that publicly posted the SJC documents, okay? And stop worrying about this little thing when people that have a valid concern about a loan that infects the entire organization are somehow being treated as if we're going to, like, find information and destroy the foundation when all we want is just basic information. And I want to repeat again, that FJC loan was published by leadership, okay? Leadership.
James, I'd like to the day.
Pardon me?
Can we settle this matter? I would like to take this to a vote. It's obvious that we have some opposition, but I think we can vote on it.
Did you call for the orders of the day, Chris?
I did.
I thought I heard you need that.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Arpaul.
We don't have an agenda yet, so there are no orders of the day. The order of the day is set the agenda. That's what we are apparently doing at 10 minutes after 9.
Good point. And I remind everyone we have the KPFA budget to review, and we have a guest here to do that. So, having been corrected by Arpaul about the orders of the day, I'm going to ask Anita to go ahead and speak since I heard her.
Yes, I was just going to offer our HR department that could help with some of those forms to provide on the confidentiality.
Good. That will be helpful. No doubt, when and if we get around to addressing that issue. I appreciate that. So we have the agenda. We have a proposed. Was there an amendment? Arpaul or someone can remind me, was there an amendment to the agenda?
The amendment is to add the agenda item, the loan, for 5 minutes after the ICFO report.
Thank you. And so that we should take the amendment first. So let's, Arpaul, can you call the roll and we'll have a vote on whether to accept the amendment, and then vote on the main. Go ahead.
Could you consider asking if there's objection to adding 5 minutes instead of adding that piece?
Of course. Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay.
Is there any other objection?
You only need one.
Okay. Go ahead. So,
okay.
Take the roll.
Okay. One second. That's done. Since we've done a lot of talking, and I had to scroll far away to get the hold of it, so one second here. Okay, the amendment is to add the loan as an agenda item for 5 minutes after the interim CFO report. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Teresa J. Allen.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yeah.
That is a no?
No, that's a yes. Sorry, Arpaul.
Oh, it's okay. I'm having to use a crummy borrowed cell phone here, so it's hard to hear. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Arpaul Martin, yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Okay, that's 10-4, one against.
Thank you, Arpaul. So, we have that added after the ICFO report. And so now we go to the main motion, which is to adopt the agenda. unless there is any other additions or subtractions suggested. Any other discussion on the agenda? Hearing none.
I move we approve as amended.
Thank you. I don't think that's necessary, but yes, thank you. So is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
I'm really sorry. I don't think that the addition of that item without confidentiality agreement is legal, so I have to object. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Beth. It's okay.
Already objected.
We have an objection. Well, we have an objection to the main motion. That's okay. So, Arpal, will you take the roll? And, Arpal, would you just comment? There's something we do sometimes in the PMB where if there's only one objection, we don't take the roll. Is that correct procedure? As far as you're concerned?
No, that sounds, as far as I know, that's completely illegal. But
okay.
That's the PNB.
So for our purposes, go ahead and take the roll.
Okay, so one second.
Sorry, everybody.
No worry.
All right. And okay, the motion is to approve the agenda as amended. Please answer up when you hear your name, Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Teresa J. Allen.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Linda Foley.
Yes.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
No, with regrets.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Paul Martin, yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Anita Sims?
Yes.
Okay, 10-4, 1 against.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, now we go to the chair's announcements. And begins with tonight, we're going to review the KPFA draft budget. And that is the only new announcement that we have. So we can move on from the chair's announcements to the minutes approval. Arpal, I understand you have minutes for approval.
Yeah, one second. Yes, we have minutes for approval, and I move that we approve the minutes of the March 9th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion or is there any objection?
I have just one question for the secretary.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Because I have not read them, was it even mentioned in there that the request for the executive session?
Okay. Yes, it is. In fact, it's mentioned in two places. It's mentioned after chair's announcements. It's mentioned, I think, as a discussion. And then at the very end, it says the secretary was told to put it in the notice of this meeting.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
This is the chair. I'm going to take a moment to comment. My computer has crashed and my phone crashed this week, and I take full responsibility for not not recalling that that was supposed to be on the agenda. So my apology. And that was inappropriate. So is there any objection? No. So do we need to take a vote on the minutes? I believe there was, is there any objection to approving the minutes as presented? Hearing none, we can go on to the next item, number 6, which is review the KPFA draft budget. And I believe we have Maria here to present the budget. Maria, are you with us?
I am here the whole time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your patience. We appreciate that. Would you like to go ahead?
Sure.
thank you very much.
Excuse me. Our budget is pretty simple, if you ask me, because we're doing okay, and we've had way more expenses put on us than we expected. Excuse me, just a moment. Excuse me. Such as legal bills that we did not expect. I sent something, unfortunately, just recently to Sharon and to Chris, because those are the only people I, you know, would have. As year to date, our revenue is actually through February, that is, by the way. I'm having computer problems too, actually. Let's see.
$437,000.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was actually comparing it to, and I'm so sorry, for some reason I'm not seeing it all of a sudden. I told you I'm having problems as well.
Maria, I've got the year-to-date numbers in front of me if you want.
Yeah, yes, yes. I have the year-to-date revenue is 1,576, where I projected 1,529 for year-to-date, and so we're doing so much better. And then the expenses the same. We're under budget with our expenses. So our bottom line year to date through February is better by, about $60,000, $70,000. So, the one thing I always do with our budget, and by the way, for those who don't know me, I have been with KPFA since January of 2009. So I've been around for a while. If you want to start with the fund drive pledge details, it's the one-page colorful spreadsheet that shows all of our fund drive projections and such. I don't know if everybody has it. Since we're not on a video call, I can't share it.
What is the name of the file?
It is Fund Drive Pledge Details.
Chris sent it, I think, or Anita forwarded it.
I forwarded it from Anita. It was sent at 4 p.m. West Coast time.
Okay, so it's entitled Fiscal Year 21 KPFA Preliminary Fund Drive for 919 LSB. Does everybody have that?
The subject line is please, please.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So
I have it.
It's like I said, it's the one pager. It's very colorful.
It's the PDF, right?
It's a PDF, yes.
And
what I wanted to point out here is that I never budget anything above what we've already accomplished in previous fund drives. So for the very first one, which was May of 2020, that we projected that goes into 2021, had a $500,000 goal. And we achieved 508. In the summer drive, we had projected, we had a goal of 300,000. We came in at basically 330. So my point being is that I never over budget on fund drive. Never. It's always based on actuals. And then we have, we're very lucky that we have about a 90% fulfillment. So, and then we share part of that with KFCF. And so I take out, I only budget on the 90% that we're going to get by the end of 12 months. I pull out KFCF, and that goes into the actual budget. So it's not pie in the sky. It's not a guess. It's always based on actuals.
Excuse me, Maria. For the benefit of those on the stream and anyone on the committee, can you tell us what KFCF is?
Oh, I am so sorry. Yes, it's one of those things. I've been around for so long, I forget that other
stuff. I understand. Your reputation precedes you. I get it.
KFCF is a radio station in Fresno, California, and there are a lot of listeners. It's a very red area, by the way, just as an aside. But there are listeners to free speech, you know, liberal radio stations, of which they are one, but they carry a lot of our content. And in doing so, we get donations from their listeners. So about 6% of the revenue that comes in goes to KFCF listeners. Now, from that, we do charge them for premiums. We charge them for credit card fees, an administrative fee, all of that kind of stuff. So that is what KFCF is. They're not a sister station. They're not an affiliate, really. They're a radio station that carries our content.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So, you know, back to the actual budget, all the numbers that flow into this budget come from actual numbers from fund drives. Now if you go to the actual budget, we could discuss that. And again, one of the things that I do not do is you know, pie in the sky type of things. I have, if everybody's to the budget, which is the multi-line one, what's it called? It's called,
Lyndon for the stack. Is it the Excel sheet?
There's the Excel sheet and the PDF are exactly the same. I just, gave you two options,
Thank you.
Maria, could you say again what the title of the document that you're looking at is for anybody who's still looking?
Sure. Fiscal year. There are only three attached, and the first two,
correct,
fiscal year KPFA preliminary budget for 9/19/20 LSB. There's one in a Excel format, and there's one in a PDF format.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. All of that comes in from the fund drives flows into line seven, which if you'll see it in the Excel format, not in the in the other format, unfortunately, and that would be listener support. Okay, and corporate matches, major donors, car donations, you'll see just the numbers just flow month to month. I base that on what we've done in previous years on an annual basis. But there's no way of me knowing or being able to calculate what's going to be coming in for a car donation or a community event or any of that kind of stuff because if somebody's car breaks down, then they give us their car. If there's somebody passes away, they leave us money on a bequest. So I do that strictly based on history. And you can see, for example, on if you're looking at the Excel one, which is probably easiest for people, major donors, which is line 10, and regular, I call them major and minor donors, line 10 and line 11. What we have received over the years is a lot more than what I budgeted for. So in fiscal year 2020, about a $900,000 major donors where I had budgeted $600,000. In 2019, $1.375 million where I had budgeted $384,000. This year, optimistically, I put in $600,000. But for the most part, I do about $400,000. But you can see from our history that, you know, $600,000 is below what we actually get. The other good news about that is that November 1st, we have had a development director, which we have not had So Kevin is a long time Bay Area person who is very accustomed to nonprofits, and we're counting on Kevin to bring us in way more money than we have been, hopefully, fingers crossed. So,
Maria,
yeah, yeah.
Could you say who Kevin is, please?
The development director. I thought I said that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been with us since November 1st. We've had some, the previous person left on December 31st. We've had some changes in our, database. So, and then of course COVID, which makes, doing handshakes and handshake deals makes it a little bit more difficult, right? But anyway, he's already getting out there and, well, as best as he can, meeting major donors and such, looking at our database and talking to people who have given, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. And we have plans, he has plans coming up for other revenue streams. And then once again, going past the revenue, when you look at the rest of the expenses, in 2020, we were about $79,000 under expenses, under expenditures. So, again, being conservative, I did have a total operating expenses of $32.48. I want to point something out. This is a little bit of patting on the back. We do not owe Central Services. The number you see there, $471,000, that's not just on paper. That is money that we have paid, which, by the way, on some other P&Ls or budgets, if you see that number and it hasn't been paid, it's just an accrual, meaning it's a promise, basically. I don't know how else. Maybe Anita can school you guys better on that. But that number is actual. That number is what we actually have pay out month after month.
Sharon, for point of information.
Go ahead,
Sharon. Go ahead, Sharon.
Maria, when you said that number, what cell are you referring to when you were talking about that number?
Line 41, which is Central Services. If you're looking at the Excel version. Yeah,
it's helpful if you just say the line number because...
Sure, I'm sorry, So, again, Central Services, we are completely caught up to date. We pay our own medical and dental expenses. We pay our own insurance. We have very, very few billbacks with National Office. So the numbers you see here are real. They're not... when you do a budget, one of the lines that these budgets to me are missing is kind of more of a cash flow, is like what is owed to National Office or what is owed to other entities, other vendors. And so if you still owe money, this is a picture of 2021, not a picture of everything you owe. But with KPFA, with the exception of property taxes, and that's a great big long story, I'm sure you all know, which is about $14,000 a year. That is the only thing that we owe outside of. That's it. That's all we owe is the property taxes, and legal is dealing with that as we speak. So. Let's see, if you keep going down to expenses, like with administrative, which is line 74, you will see that our telephone expenses are very, very minimal these days. With that said, our internet cable, which is line 77, is a little higher, and that is because we used to spend, if you look at 2018, line 75 for 2018, it's in purple. We paid $80,000 in 2018 and a lot more in previous years. And we have an amazing engineer, chief engineer, who has brought down those telephone bills by tens of thousands of dollars. And let's see. So bottom line, you know, if you look at line 101, administrative expenses, it's very much in line with what we have spent. Programming expenses, I've been conservative again to spending budgeting for more expenses than what we have been in the past. Same with development expenses. And community events, which is all the way down for line 146, the biggest problem, of course, as we all have been suffering, the world has been suffering, is COVID has given a big hit to the community events. So that's kind of it. I mean, I don't want to go line by line. It's very cumbersome. But the whole, you know, nutshell is that we're doing very well. We have hit all of our goals for our fund drives and exceeded them. So I'm always optimistic for KPFA.
Thank you, Maria. That's it? Okay. Well, thank you very much. And now, Maria, I hope you can stay with us for some questions.
Sure.
I'm going to open it up for questions now. And I have a question for myself, but I'm going to go ahead and ask other people what questions they may have. Is there anyone who has a question for Maria?
R. Paul for staff?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Sharon for staff.
Sharon, R. Paul, Sharon. Let's take a stack.
Linden.
R. Paul, Sharon.
Linden.
Teresa.
Linden. Teresa. Anyone else? So I'll put myself after Teresa, and then we'll see where we are after that. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Chris Corey for the
team. Okay, Chris, I heard you. Go ahead. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. So for first of all, I want to direct something to the chair, and I am hoping that we will be getting everything on regular spreadsheets in the future. Right now, this one it's full of numbers, but there are no formulas, and going forward, it's going to be hard when we're checking actuals against budgets to do stuff because we don't have formulas in there. I hope next year we do this.
I appreciate your comment, R. Paul, and I was going to mention that, but thank you.
I hope that next year we do it the old way.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking here, and I'm seeing a net income loss for FY20. One as switching over to 74,195. That's the that's 45. I think it is that line 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not the bottom line.
Okay. It is listed there as total for.
No. Line 48 is the bottom line. You add back depreciation. Depreciation is not a cash expense.
Yeah, that was the other part of it. Add back depreciation. Are we still doing that? I thought we had eliminated doing that.
Why would we? It's not a cash item.
I agree. We've had this discussion many times. I thought we had eliminated the add back and the whole thing. I guess you're still okay. You're doing it there. That's another debate. My position has always been just ignore all of that and send it to the auditors. But I don't know. Other people disagree. Now it's looking here through. Let's see. It looks here like we have some difference between what you're projecting through January 31st of this year and what NETA is projecting. And
I can't speak to those numbers because I've not seen them.
Okay. NETA projects through January 31st KPFA as 363 in the black. And that's after the 365 of PPP money. And here, through January 31st, oh, and I lost it, going through here, it looks like a loss. So I'm, again, I had to, since there are no formulas, I had to pull out numbers and put them in another spreadsheet. So I'm not sure. What I'm seeing is for, oh, okay. We've got August. Wait a minute. All right. Going back. Going through the 30 January, we've got 50 for October 55, for November negative 85, for December negative 35, for January negative 137 for net income loss on page 40, line 45. And that adds up to about 200 in the red. So, I'm wondering, how is that? Because NEPA is projecting it to be over 300 something in the black.
Well, I didn't budget for PPE numbers, and they obviously have the PPP numbers in there. This budget was done back in September, so I didn't have any of those numbers in there. And just for a point of fact or point of information for you all, is that the reason I never give out the full budget is because in the past we have had budgets hijacked, and what I presented to the NFC was not what was projected or presented to the PNB. So I do not do that. But anyway, so yeah, are you talking about whole bottom line, right?